This is Artist Stories, a podcast that centers experiences of artists whose lives have left a lasting impact on Southern Arizona. I'm Janae Sanchez, and today we welcome Alejandra Trujillo, artist, muralist, and teaching artist. Alejandra, thank you so much for joining us on Artist Stories today.
Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here.
The honor is also ours. So we'd just love to jump in. If you can introduce yourself and if you could talk a little bit about what brings you inspiration in your art practice.
Yeah, I love talking about this. It's, I think, my favorite question. Like you mentioned, my name is Alejandra Trujillo. I'm a Latina artist, muralist, a wife and a mom of three kids, and I also homeschool. All of those things play a little bit of a part in my process and my inspiration. I love drawing from my Hispanic heritage and my culture. The colors, the flowers, kind of how they use a lot of symbolism in their artwork, as well as my surroundings here in the Sonoran Desert. I love nature, and I will be outside as much as I possibly can, even if it's 100-degree weather outside. Everything from the Sonoran Desert, I feel like it's so inspiring that it's so resilient. So all of those things kind of take part in my inspiration for what I create.
I love that, like our surroundings, like for me as well as an artist, the desert has its way of just like enhancing an imagination, like whether it's to think about nature as symbolism and metaphor, but also just to replicate, right, what we see. I truly love your work, and I'm just so excited that you're participating in Open Studio Tours for the first time this year. Open Studio Tours invites Tucson and Southern Arizona artists to share their craft, processes, and works with visitors, both in person and online. And this year, Open Studio Tours is taking place April 22nd to the 28th. And we invite our listeners to check out our website to plan your tour and meet the artists who will be sharing their studios online, but also in person. So there's maps and there's event calendars. And Alejandra, you are participating. What could we expect from your Open Studio Tour?
Yeah, so I decided to participate this year and kind of show, you know, friends, family, anybody who's interested a little bit more of my process. I do have a tiny little studio here at home that I kind of work out ideas, but since I'm usually working outside and, you know, in walls or buildings, up in a lift, it's kind of hard to engage sometimes with, you know, with a public or, you know, be chatting with friends while I'm 10 feet up in the air. So it's really nice that Catalyst and Saka opened up their doors in their really amazing space so that I can set up there so people can come and see my process from sketch to, you know, inspiration to a small scale up to I'm going to be doing kind of like a live mural so people can see the big scale that I do and my process as to how I get it that big and proportionate. Okay. So yeah, I'm kind of like opening my doors at Catalyst, and hopefully, you know, people will be excited to come and maybe even be a part of a mural if they are willing to paint.
Awesome. Can you tell us the time and place of your Open Studio Tours?
Yes, so I will only be doing April 22nd and 23rd, which will be Saturday and Sunday. Catalyst is a makerspace with plenty of like studios for multiple purposes, and it's at the Tucson Mall. It's Suite 110.
Before we go, can you let our listeners know how to find you and just anything else you would like to add?
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I feel so honored that, you know, people would want to hear me rant about how much I love what I do. You can find me on Instagram at @atrujillo_art, or you can find my artwork. And if you have any questions about my muraling or anything else, you can find me at atrujillo-art.com.
This has been Artist Stories, featuring the stories of artists and arts organizations in our region. To listen to the full podcast, visit kxci.org. Artist Stories is a project of the Arts Foundation for Tucson and Southern Arizona, which is partially funded by the City of Tucson and Pima County. Music for this podcast was created by Jonathan Rodriguez.